Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday to you out there. It doesn't matter if you're at home, if you're at work, if you're on the road. I appreciate you listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. I get exactly at this time, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. I hope you're getting ready for your Friday. We're only a few hours away from that. Have a whole lot of things to discuss with you this evening. Very simple. Taysom Hill. He's being compared to no one other than Lamar Jackson. We're going to talk about that. Tom Thibodeau. Yes, coach, former coach of the Chicago Bulls. Also the Wolves. He's basically proclaiming that he might be a new man. He might be a new coach who is not going to run his players into the ground. Rob Gronkowski looks like he's ready to get back into the NFL from a physical standpoint. And then speaking of guys getting back into the NFL, we have Aldon Smith, who's been reinstated into the NFL. He's going to play for the Cowboys on a one-year deal. Josh Gordon, who's been suspended more times, I think, than I have fingers and toes. Josh is also trying to be reinstated. And then we have, plenty of quarterbacks who are vets in the league who have some interesting stories. You know, when Ben Roethlisberger isn't, being a bad boy for getting a haircut, you know, people are still scrutinizing whether or not he's going to be physically prepared to play this season. And then speaking of beards, you also have Ryan Fitzpatrick, who is saying, yeah, I want to play football, but you know what? I'll help Tua. So we're going to talk about some of these older veteran quarterbacks who at some point in time are going to have to step aside, okay? And in 40 minutes, yesterday we had on Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Chipper Jones. In 40 minutes, we're going to go ahead and talk to Scott Miller. He's the national columnist, cover all things baseball for Bleacher Report. So we're going to talk to him about this potential money fight that they're going to be having and how the hell are they even going to have baseball. But one big theme I feel like that has pretty much run through the day is all about money and it's all about cash. Okay, it doesn't matter whether it's the NCAA. It doesn't matter whether it's Dak Prescott, who for this poor guy, and he's not poor in that regard, he's poor in regards to, information that continually gets put online and put in the atmosphere and put in the news. You know, this poor guy has to deal with a lot of nonsense. You know, even when I go through my Twitter, you can find me online at JR Sport Brief. You know, people are still kind of in the mindset of, why doesn't he sign the deal? Why doesn't he sign the contract? And it's beyond me. So we have a lot to talk about. We're going to start off with that. I want to let you know, if you did not know already, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. We know times are tough out here, but Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact their team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Now, I talk about the money theme. You know, I woke up to a nice article. I love long articles. I love to read. It was all about, it's not a good article, but it was about the NCAA losing money. And we had this discussion last night. I said, we're going to have conferences who by hook and by crook are going to attempt to have seasons. Why? Because they're losing money. Okay. It was investigated and it's been alleged that the NCAA may lose up to $4 billion if there are no games played this season. Just all across the board, $4 billion. And I must tell you, there are a lot of schools who barely, they basically break even. There are some schools like Georgia who have a large reserve. Shout outs to the Bulldogs. They would be okay. And it varies by school to school whether or not you have assistance from student fees, whether the campuses actually put money into your program, or whether you are strictly supported by your college football program. Not everybody is a Power Five. There are a lot of Power Fives who basically sit right at that level of, hey, our revenue is barely covering our expenses. And then you have teams, you have other conferences who basically, you know, they're not going to exist. And that's the unfortunate part. So I told you last night in some type of way that we're going to have some type of college sports. I'm sorry, your golfs, your tennis, your swimming, your baseball programs, they may get pushed back. They may get canceled. You know, there are plenty of organizations and conferences and schools which are already in the process or have already cut out their programs. And you can pretty much expect more of that as we go on in the year. You know, these programs and these schools and universities, they want to have their top schools out there generating some money so they can at least stay afloat in some type of way. Now, the other money conversation is what I told you about Dak Prescott. And, you know, Dak Prescott cannot catch a break. If you don't recall, basically Dak Prescott has been trying to go back and forth, him and his agent, with the Dallas Cowboys for about a year now. They didn't come to an agreement. Dak Prescott has until July 15th of this season to work out a long-term deal. Otherwise, his alternative is to play on the franchise tag, okay, which would pay him about $31.5 million for this upcoming season. Okay, that's fine, but if you could get a long-term deal, you know, take a 3-4-year deal, that's what you want. But I'm pretty sure by now you've heard the Dallas Cowboys want 5. Well, the good news is what you're about to hear is not true. Chris Sims was on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, and he basically said that Dak Prescott was offered a 5-year deal, $175 million contract. Listen to what Chris Sims had to say.
From what I know of the situation, all right, and I know from some people who are in the know, that he's been offered 5 years, $175 million. He wants a 4-year deal. If they do agree to the 5-year deal, they would like a really big number at the end of that 5th year to kind of cover their butts for what the market might be at the position 5 years from now. And I've heard he's asking for somewhere like north of $45 million in that 5th year. You know, and again, I just want to say, you know, hey, take the $35 million a year. Okay, you're the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Your life is not going to be that much different if you have $175 million in the bank as compared to $185 million. In fact, it's not going to be different at all unless you're looking to, like, make, you know, gold-plated bathroom toilets or something like that. Then maybe it will be, right? It's an interesting concept.
What the hell is that? It's his money. You know what that eerily sounds familiar to? You know what that reminds me of? Joe Theismann was right here on the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. And without even being prompted, he wanted to discuss and gave his opinions on Dak Prescott's contract. And he said something very, very similar. Go ahead. Listen to Joe Theismann right here on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Dak Prescott's situation confuses me a bit. If I was advising Dak Prescott, I'd say take the money. The aggravation to go through, the unknowns if you happen to go through a year, the free agency. I mean, yes, they've committed a lot of money to Amari. Yes, they've committed a lot of money to Zeke. Now your number one draft pick isn't going to cost you much because, you know, that's the way the rule is set up. But that's a lot of money. I mean, what are you looking for? Were you another couple million? You're never going to see the last year of this contract anyway. What you really concern yourself with is the guarantee that you're going to get. So if he signs, let's say, a five-year contract at $34 million, that's $170 million, and probably $115 or $20 of it is guaranteed. What are you, crazy? I mean, are you really, really nuts? Has somebody got into your head and said it's worth the risk of disrupting the football team, all the questions, all the pressures? And you're not a top-five quarterback in the National Football League. You're a good football player. You have the potential to be better. But, you know, what have you done?
I mean, wow. Basically, I don't know if Chris Sims heard the interview and decided to lift a part of what Joe Theismann said. Well, what do you need the extra money for? Well, why are you doing this? It's mind-boggling to me why Dak Prescott is being presented as a problem. Somebody tweeted me this afternoon. I said, hey, how do you feel about Dak Prescott? And the response was, I said, he's not being greedy. I said, he's playing the game. He's a businessman. His agent is probably working on a very good deal for him. And by the way, there's no rush. It's July 15th. There's plenty that can happen between now and then. Okay? Plenty. What's the rush? You know what? If he holds out, they may give him a shorter deal. They may give him a shorter contract. Both the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott's agent and representatives have basically said what Chris Sims said about him turning down or not taking a five-year, $175 million contract. They've both said it's not true. It's not. Somebody tweeted me today and said, no, he's not being greedy. He's being selfish. Dak Prescott is going about, he's ruining the Dallas Cowboys salary cap into the future. And I had to say, no, did you look? Did you read? It's not accurate. So I don't know, why Dak Prescott is taking this beating. I can understand Joe Theismann's sentiment as a quarterback who has gone out and has won a Super Bowl. Not so much Chris Sims. It's a little odd to me. And yes, I understand the state of the world right now. You know, nothing is guaranteed. The NFL salary cap from year to year over the next several years, it very may well decrease because of the revenues. If we don't have fans in the stands, if people aren't actively at the stadiums buying hot dogs and drinking beer and buying Tom Brady jerseys in 20 different colors, yeah, money's going to go down. But at the same time, we have to remember, they just came to an agreement, the NFL Players Association did, with the NFL. They came to an agreement on their CBA. They're going to have a labor peace for the next 10 years. I would venture to say, and I will clasp my hands and hope that things are fine in the next 3 or 4 years. I would imagine that there's going to be new revenue in the NFL via gambling. I'm going to figure and gather that there's going to be new opportunities. I'm going to gather that there is going to be another television contract with new billions of dollars that the NFL players and the Players Association will have an opportunity to split. So if I'm Dak Prescott, I'm not necessarily worried about what the long-term ramifications are of my contract outside of, hey, by the time I hit 29 and 30 years old, and maybe I have a Super Bowl under my wing with the Dallas Cowboys with all the offensive weapons that I have, maybe I can go ahead and get myself another contract that puts me at the top. Yes, we know Dak Prescott has not won anything up until now to have the contract that he does. But he's been rather durable. He's never had a losing record. He has offensive weapons. If you go ahead and look at Caesar's Sportsbook, I believe he is third behind Lamar Jackson and Pat Mahomes in odds to go ahead and win the MVP. That's not by happenstance. That's because of past history. That's because of the weapons that he has now. So if I'm Dak Prescott, there's no rush. There's none. I mean, is this something that you would do? I mean, if you were in his shoes? If you're trying to get the best deal in your favor, are you just going to run to your boss and jump up and down and clap and say, yeah, I'll take it. Give me. No. You want to work things out in your favor. You know, we tend a lot of times to forget about the business aspect of sports. And this isn't similar to a Blake Snell ignorant comment where it's just like, well, I need to get mine. If I don't get mine, I'm not playing, bro. That's ridiculous. But for Dak Prescott's situation, he hasn't come out and said anything stupid. He hasn't operated differently than anyone else. And if you want to think about the history, recent history, of the Dallas Cowboys coming to agreements with their stars, you know, DeMarcus Lawrence basically held them hostage for a surgery. If you go back 5-6 years ago, Dez Bryant actually signed on the deadline day for his extension. Ezekiel Elliott held out, didn't show up until days before the season opener. So let's not just all jump on Dak Prescott. There's nothing unusual going on here with Dak. It's actually in a very good situation. And he has about, what, 2 months, a little less than 2 months now to try and get the deal that he wants. It's very simple. I don't think he's being selfish by any stretch of the imagination. I don't think he's taking away from the team by any stretch of the imagination. I actually think Dak Prescott and his agent are being good business folks. So when Chris Sims, you know, puts out information that paints him to be, you know, some greedy guy here, I think Chris Sims can just, you know, next time hold on to that for himself. We're going to open up the phone lines right now, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on Dak Prescott's contract? Do you think he should just take the contract that's been offered? Do you think he's currently being selfish? I want to hear from you. This is what the JR Sport Brief Show is all about, 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about Dak Prescott. Rumblings coming out. He's turning down gigantic, ginormous deals. 5 years, $175 million. Dak Prescott's agent says, no, that's not true. The Dallas Cowboys say, that's not true. Joe Theismann said he doesn't understand what Dak Prescott is waiting for. He told me that personally a couple weeks ago. Chris Sims was the one who shared that five-year, $175 million deal that nobody is copping to being true. And it's just like, because Dak is not signing his contract right now, it's like he's getting beat up left and right, beat up like, okay, you're being selfish, you're being greedy. I believe he's just operating as a normal businessman. He doesn't have to do anything until July 15th. That's the deadline to work out a long-term deal. Otherwise, he'll be playing under that $31.5 million franchise tag. So what's the rush? There's none at all. Okay, the phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. It's sponsored by Geico. Geico has introduced the Geico Give Back. It's a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that last your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. Let's not waste any time hitting up these phone lines. Let's talk to Jack, who's calling up from Houston. Jack, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about Dak? Jack is busy. Let's check in with Dave. Dave is calling up from Wisconsin. Go on ahead, Dave.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, Dave? What's on your mind about that?
Nope, wanted to make sure you're there. You know, my friend, prior to March 1st, nobody cares. This is monopoly money. I could care less what, you know, what players do, Aaron Rodgers, these players. But you know something, though? If I was in charge of his PR team, I'd be pulling that young man aside and saying, hey, listen here. You know, and you guys know all the talking points. 40 million people out of work, people dying, suicide, 100,000 people died. And, you're squabbling and letting people in the media talk for you, talking about monopoly money. My man, get up in front, talk for yourself. Don't let anybody else do it. Let people know what's going on, the truth. Because you, as you and I both know, in today's time, you can't be squabbling over $25 million. Do it behind the scenes. Otherwise, nobody cares, my friend.
Well, Dave, I don't know outside of being petulant. I think every athlete that we have ever heard publicly discuss his contract or the want for a contract has been annihilated. It's been clear. I remember there was a guy named Terrell Owens who basically sat in his driveway with cameras in front of him, became a sideshow, and was ridiculed for making everything about me. You know, I can't recall too many athletes who stood in the front and discussed their contracts publicly.
Times are different, and, my friend. Times are
no,
different.
Times are not different.
Dave,
tell me what athlete who's been going through the past 4 months outside of a clown named Blake Snell has come through and has publicly discussed their want for money.
Bryce Harper has. You can't. It's
well, it's Bryce Harper. Yeah, well, Bryce Harper and Blake Snell have shared the same sentiments.
Right, but a public image, my friend. But Terrell Owens was a sideshow. He brought that on off the field issues. Antonio Brown off the field. Zach Prescott, from what I hear,
No. That's not any. No, we're not talking about on the field. What do you want Dak Prescott to do? Do you want him to go on an Instagram Live and say, hey, guys? So what do you want him to do? Hold a press conference? He's not supposed to. You want him to tweet? What is he supposed to do, Dave?
If I'm advising, I want him to publicly, verbally, forget social media, because as you and I both know, public, you know, social media is a joke. You can't act like that, my friend, in today's, this whole different.
Well, Dave, you're not, Dave.
You're making excuses.
No. You're not answering me. You want Dak Prescott to make a public statement about his contract issues. And you're saying, Dave, you are saying that he should do this because he shouldn't squabble over money during the time that we have been living in for the past several months. So my question to you is, you said social media is a joke. You said that I brought up Terrell Owens, who made a big scene in his driveway. You're bringing Terrell Owens up as a sideshow. Dak Prescott cannot hold a press conference. What do you want him to do? Release a letter? How is he going to release the letter? Via social?
I want him to publicly come out and say, "Hey, people,
how?
Here's publicly have
how?
Verbally.
How?
What do you mean how? Go on your show. Go national." Hold a press conference and just make a statement. People,
a press conference? You can't hold a press conference. Dave, no. I think you're – Dave, I think, you know, Dave said – thank you for calling up from Wisconsin, Dave. Dave just went from left to right, and he wants Dak – you know what, Dave? The next time you're eligible to you know, negotiate a contract or how much money you make, you know, let's do it in front of your competitors. Let's do it, you know, in front of the public. Let's do it on social media. Dak Prescott is a public figure. It doesn't matter what happens. His contract is basically, it's public knowledge. It gets negotiated in the media. It gets distributed outside. He's not doing anything wrong. Think he's squabbling over a couple of dollars? That's beyond me. Let's talk to Brad in Baltimore. Brad, go on ahead. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, JR? Thanks for taking my call.
Shoot, go ahead.
Yeah, I think Zach Prescott should just sit tight and not worry about it. And if anything, if I were Zach, I'd just take the franchise tag money, put up a real good year for myself, and with the talent I have on my team, maybe I can negotiate a really good contract.
Okay.
I mean, it's not a big deal, really. I mean, it's just business.
Yeah, you got it, Brad. His name is Dak, D-A-K. And I think that's exactly what Dak is doing. He's waiting. He has 2 months. I mean, he shouldn't necessarily just take the tag. Who's to say on, you know, July 14th, they don't say, fine, here, we'll rock with you for 4 years. We don't know. There's no rush. No rush at all. Let's talk to Roger, who is also calling up from Baltimore. Roger, go on ahead. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What do you think about Dak?
Hey, JR. First of all, you are a real strong man. I heard the other conversation going. Look, there's two schools of thought. The obvious is take the money. There's no guarantee, especially what's going on. But it's still a business, and you have to still look out for yourself. He's a young guy. He's in his prime. Take the one-year deal. And what if he does good, gets him in the playoffs? Then he's got the golden goose. You can name his price. And if he doesn't go there, someone else will definitely pay his money for him. Look at New England. If that doesn't work out, there's a lot of teams out there want a good, young, strong quarterback in his prime. And he'll get it paid. Believe me, he'll get paid. He's in the driver's seat.
Yeah, he is, Roger. And it's not even about next season. The terms terms, forget the franchise tag. Terms might change between now and July 15th. They may move in his favor. They're not necessarily going down. The Cowboys already tagged him at 31. It can only go up. They can only hold for where they're at and say, hey, this is what it is, which is the franchise tag.
It's the thing, too. There's no known what's going on with the football season. It can be a shortened season. You don't know how it's going to play out. He gets the team. He does a good job. He can do whatever he wants. And next year will take care of itself. Next year.
Yeah, but he doesn't
get hurt.
Roger, thank you for calling. He doesn't have to wait until next year. He can wait until July 15th, and he can pretty much go ahead and say, okay, this is what it's going to be. This is going to be my decision. He has 2 months. He's not losing anything. He doesn't have a damn worry in the world except for whether or not he's going to make 31 mil or whether he's going to make more. There's no squabbling over money. It's not like Dave in Wisconsin. Well, what is he complaining about? What is he complaining about? It's very clear. It's not about the amount of money. It's about the amount of years. There's a difference. You want Dak to do a public press conference, pay a little bit more attention, okay? And speaking about folks complaining about money, in 10 minutes, we're going to talk to Scott Miller. He's the national baseball columnist for Bleacher Report. You know, we spoke to Chipper Jones last night. Dave from Wisconsin also just mentioned Blake Snell and Bryce Harper. These guys, they want to get paid. They don't necessarily want to have to renegotiate their contracts again. So we're going to talk to Scott about everything going on in the world of baseball. Don't go anywhere. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hope you're having a good Thursday. We started off the show talking about all of the money issues in sports. Athletes want to get paid. Owners want to get paid. Folks want to continue on with their season. All while not looking bad. NCAA might lose billions. Dak Prescott is seemingly being persecuted in the press for asking for things that is not necessarily true. And then even on the baseball side, things are already starting to look pretty contentious between the Players Association and the owners. Yesterday, we heard from Chipper Jones, MLB Hall of Famer. Chipper put in his 2 cents and said, you know, Blake Snell saying what he said and talking about I need to get paid isn't necessarily helping the narrative for baseball to return. You know, Rob Manfred, commissioner, has come out and he's spoken publicly about the losses. And now we're starting to hear more and more as to, you know, how aware the players union was to what the particular conditions of their pay was going to be. So it goes on every day. And when I think about Major League Baseball, unfortunately, to me, it looks like that, you know, not everybody might be involved if we do get a season started. They have a lot of logistics from a health perspective to go ahead and take care of. So right now on the line, we have Scott Miller. He's the national baseball columnist for Bleacher Report. Scott, how are you doing, my man?
Real good, JR. I hope the same for you and the listeners.
Yeah, so far so good. Thank you for asking. I hope you're well in the same token as well. You know, I got to ask you, we've heard so much over the past several weeks, whether it be from Rob Manfred, who's obviously the commissioner. We've heard from Tony Clark, who is the president of the Players Association. And, you know, Blake Snell and then Bryce Harper. You know, what is the current status of us potentially getting baseball back?
Well, I think in the end, the sides are going to come together and we're going to have some semblance of a season. You know, they'd like to start in early July. I think in the end, there's too much to lose for both sides not to come to agreement. That said, as we stand here today, and you just summarized a lot of it, the leaked memos, the players popping off. I mean, there's no question there's distrust and discord between the players and the owners. And if you listen to some of the stuff last week, listen to some of the stuff this week, you know, you might come away saying, this is all going to fall apart because there's just too much animosity. And I think, you know, they need to hammer out a deal. If they're to get on the field for some semblance of spring training in mid-June, probably hammer out a deal by the first few days in June, you know, first, second, third, somewhere around there to get everybody a chance to get going. I think in the end it'll happen. But we sit here, what is today, JR? May 21st, I think.
I think it's 21st.
Yeah, so we're going to have, like most negotiations in normal times, let alone in this pandemic, but they always go up to the 11th hour. It's always up to the deadline. I think it's going to happen again this year, and I think for the next 10 days or so, we're going to hear a lot of, see a lot of how the sausage is made that is not necessarily appetizing.
It's not appetizing for the general public. There's a lot of comments against Blake Snell. He said, listen, if I have to go about taking another pay cut, you know what? It's not going to be worth it. I need to get paid my money. Do you think there is a scenario where we're going to have stars in Major League Baseball that are not going to participate in whatever type of season we have?
I don't, because I think that whatever the ultimate deal is between the owners and players, and as I just said, I do think it's not guaranteed. It could all fall apart, but I do think we'll get there. And whatever that ultimate deal is, whatever the players' union ends up recommending, I think the players will go along with. Because even if you're Blake Snell, he says what he said. Now, if whatever the deal is 10 days from now, and then it's put to a vote, and the players' union votes whatever, just making up a number, 640 to 100, we're passing this. The other 100 that voted against it, the deal, I don't see them just sitting out. I mean, there's a lot of peer pressure in the game, and if you're Blake Snell and the rest of your Tampa Bay Rays are going to spring training and going to start the season, and, 29 guys are there, and you're the only guy sitting at home, or maybe you and one other person, I think that ultimately everybody will show up.
Okay, we're chatting it up with Scott Miller, national baseball columnist for Bleacher Report. It seems like a situation of damned if you do and damned if you don't, if you particularly took a stand already. And unfortunately for him, he's one of the few guys that have publicly taken a hard stance, less health related, but more so with money. We know that there are a lot of health regulations in the proposal, that the Players Association received from, no spitting, hand washing and sanitizing between the innings, not sharing the balls. You know, to me, I hear these rules, and although they are in the best safety practices, are they realistic?
Yeah, I think they're going to have to back off on some. And it's interesting because the players' union, the owners presented the players with that overarching list of health rules and regulations or suggestions last Tuesday. The players wanted time to digest everything. And so now the players finally have gotten back with the owners. The players' union officially did. And, they have some requests to make some of those directives less onerous. I mean, for example, the players would like, to take showers at the venue, because initially in the first, what the owners said, they were recommending, when the game's done or the workouts are done, players go home and shower or go shower at their hotel rooms or wherever they are, rather than use the facilities in whatever stadium they're in. That's just one that the players have said, let's relax that. Post-game, pre-game treatments, the owners had recommended against hot tubs or cold tubs, and the players now are saying, that helps us in our recovery after a game, helps us get ready for a game. So, that's one they'd like to see relaxed. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of give and take. I think in the end, what we're going to see in terms of health regulations, you know, obviously it's going to have to be a happy medium that the players are going to have to feel that they're not at risk. But I think it won't be quite as draconian as what was originally proposed. And I mean, just I'll tell you what, you know, some of it's crazy, Jared, but just anecdotally, no sunflower seeds, no spitting. Well, I think about the no spitting when I run to work out during my days. You know, I go for a 45-minute run. I've been thinking about that no spitting one a lot lately because I'll tell you what, I'm out in Southern California. I'm running. It's, you know, 75 degrees. It's hot. There's no way in the heat of athletic competition, especially when you work up a good sweat, there's no way nobody's going to spit. I mean, I spit when I run. Again, anecdotally, but I mean, you know, not regularly, but it's like I think about that and I say, man, there's no way they're going to be able to enforce some of this.
Yeah, it's real interesting to see how they A, come to terms on the money, but then also the elements of the game, which for years just come natural.
Yep.
You know, we're going to see, I mean, if we see a German manager in the Bundesliga running outside the hotel to get toothpaste, I mean, I can imagine what we're going to see in the day-to-day play of baseball where, you know what, there is contact, there is sliding. I mean, there's a lot. You can, you know, pretty much pockmark people in the dugout and in the stands, but there's going to be incidental contact. There's going to be things that are natural that players are going to do. So that's extremely interesting to me, Scott.
Yeah, I you know, I agree. I mean, you know, and I get some of the reasoning, but you know, like the no high fives thing, you know, no handshaking, all that. I mean, you know, part of what's at the heart of good sportsmanship, like for generations, is that post-game handshake. It's like, you know, the winners, the losers, I won, you lost, whatever, we come together after the game, good game. Just that stuff is so ingrained and so natural that it's going to be really abnormal not to do things like that.
Yeah, well, you can throw that one out the window. We're chatting up with Scott Miller, national MLB columnist for Bleacher Report. Scott, if we do go ahead and get this season, what team is going to be impacted the most? Let's say positive and negatively.
You know, the Dodgers are going to be an interesting story. I mean, they could be impacted the most simply because, you know, they made the big blockbuster trade last winter to get Mookie Betts and David Price. So number one, Mookie's a free agent this winter. Everybody knows. So say we do end up with an 82 game season, Dodgers are only going to have Mookie for about half of the time they thought they had, you know, unless some crazy thing happens and he resigns with them as a free agent, which is, you know, right now odds are against, you know, I think that the Dodgers could be negatively impacted. I think the Yankees will be positively impacted because if you can remember way back when we left spring training part one, which seems now like about 10 years ago, but it was in mid-March.
It does.
Aaron Judge was off the field dealing with a cracked rib. Giancarlo Stanton had a strained calf. Their pitcher, James Paxton, had back surgery just before spring training, and he wasn't expected back until June. The Yankees were really beat up when we last convened on a field in mid-March. If we get going again in early July, Yankees could be very positively impacted in the sense of the time off. You know, they should have a pretty healthy team. Also, the Houston Astros, remember Justin Verlander, real quick after the shutdown, underwent groin surgery. You know, and this long break will likely help the Astros to a degree in that he'll come back and won't miss that much time. And also, while we're on the Astros, this could really positively impact them, the whole not no fans in the stands. Because the other thing, when we left spring training way back when, you know, the players, fellow players were ripping the Astros and the fans were ripping the Astros. Well, yeah, you know, to come back, two things. One, is anybody going to remember the Astros cheating scandal? Two, for those fans that do, they're not going to be able to go to the ballpark to scream at the Astros. So the Astros are going to be playing, assuming we come back, in some peace and quiet that they wouldn't otherwise have had.
Yeah, I know Jose Altuve and Carlos, I know they're probably the happiest of the bunch that they're not going to be yelled at city to city.
Yeah, Alex Bregman, George Springer, all of them. They're going to be able to just focus on playing baseball. But, you know, it's going to be weird. I mean, you know, nobody wants to have no fans in the stands. Everybody understands for now it's the way it's got to be. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see the level of competition because you know, when you're a pitcher and you're in a tough spot, you say two guys on base, two outs in the inning, two strikes on the batter. You know, several guys have told me that, you know, the fans come to their feet. They help bring that pitcher on the mound to a place that maybe he can't get to without those fans in the stands. And, you know, say it's going to be the same thing for hitters and teams. There's no question that, you know, talent wins, but fans in the stands help guys get to a place where they sometimes couldn't get to on their own. And, you know, I hopefully, for the sake of our country, we all get through this quicker than we think we might. For the sake of sports, and since we're talking baseball, you know, if we get through it quicker, you know, who knows? Maybe, you know, it doesn't look like it, but you know, maybe if you play July and August with no fans, and you know, maybe there's a breakthrough, and by late September, maybe you could play a few games with fans. You know, it's just such a crazy time and so many unknowns right now.
We're certainly hoping for some baseball. Scott Miller, national columnist for Bleach Report, covering all things baseball. Appreciate you taking the time to give your insight. Where can folks follow you?
At Scott Miller BBL, as in baseball, at Scott Miller BBL. And also, if I may, I forgot to tell the producer, but co-authored a book with Bob Tewksbury, the former pitcher, current mental skills coach of the Chicago Cubs. Book was out in hardcover 2 years ago. It just came out this spring in paperback, called 90% Mental, about the mental skills it takes to play.
Well, there's a lot of mental skills that these players are going to have to utilize if we can go ahead and get baseball back. Thank you to Scott Miller for coming on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I think the only team that doesn't have to worry about fans in the stands is going to be the Marlins, because they're not used to having fans watch them anyway. Sorry about that. When we come back, it's more JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk about some of these veteran quarterbacks in the NFL. When do they need to move out the way? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.